Title: Edit in Ableton Live 12. Push it with DJ friendly structure for jungle old school D10B vibes advanced. Bass lines. Alright, let's take an already solid jungle or old school D10B bass loop and turn it into a proper DJ weapon in Ableton Live 12. This lesson is advanced. So we're not doing copy the loop for 5 minutes and call it an arrangement. We're building phrasing that DJs can trust. Clean intros and outros, predictable 16 and 32 bar blocks, a real 64 bar drop with evolution, a reload moment, then a second 64 that hits harder without just being louder. And the focus is bass lines, specifically, a rolling sub that stays stable on a big system, plus a mid layer that brings the rave attitude, the movement, the edits, and the personality. Before we touch a single note, set your tempo. Classic zone is 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going 174. That's the sweet spot for that fast but not soulless jungle swing. Go to arrangement view. Now we're going to make this feel like a record, not a jam session. Drop locator markers every 16 bars. Bar 1, 17, 33, 49, 65, and keep going. You want these visible, because you're going to make decisions at phrase boundaries, not randomly. Turn on fixed grid at one bar for now. Later, we'll get tighter with edits, but for structure, think like a DJ. 16 bar sentences, 32 bar paragraphs. Now group your session so you can move fast. Drums, bass, music or Atmos and FX or VOX. This isn't just tidy. Organization is what makes you confident enough to do bold edits without losing the plot. Let's talk goal structure. Here is what we're building. A 32 bar intro where a DJ can mix in without you wrecking the low end. Then a 16 bar mix in bass phrase where the bass is present, but controlled and filtered. Then drop 1 is 64 bars, then an 8-bar breakdown or reload. Then drop 2 is another 64 bars, heavier in feel, but not necessarily louder. Then a 32-bar outro designed for mixing out. That alone, if you do it cleanly, makes your tune way more playable in a real set. Now we start from the bass perspective. DJs need clean low end early on, so don't dump full sub in the intro. Give them groove and identity, but keep the sub contract intact. Here's a coaching concept I want you to keep in your head the entire lesson. Treat your bass like two contracts. Contract 1 is the sub. The sub contract is consistency. Same octave, similar note lengths, minimal surprises. It's the foundation that translates to a club and doesn't ruin blends. Contract 2 is the mid. The mid contract is excitement, movement, edits, call and response, distortion, little stereo moments, texture flags that tell the listener and the DJ where they are in the phrase. Most DJ-friendly bass lines happen because the sub breaks the contract. The sub starts doing tricks. Don't do that. Let the mids do the talking. So, on your bass group, put an EQ8 at the very top. High pass around 30 HC with a 24 dB slope. This is not cut the bass. This is remove rumble you can't control, so your limiter doesn't lie to you later. Right after that, add an auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Map the cutoff to a macro and name it intro LPF. In the first part of your intro, your cutoff can sit around 150 to 250 HC so the bass is barely a shadow. Then over bars 17 to 33. Automate that intro LPF to open gradually, maybe up to 500 HC, maybe as high as 1.2k HC depending on your sound. The point is, the DJ hears bass character arriving, but the sub weight isn't suddenly slamming in while they're beat matching. That's your mixable intro logic. It's a story arc, not just drums for 32 bars. Now let's build the actual bass instrument, and we're doing it with stock Ableton devices because honestly, Live is fully capable here. Create a MIDI track called Bass Main. Add an instrument rack. We're going two chains, sub and mid. On the sub chain, use operator. Oscillator, assign wave, no fancy stuff. Keep the envelope tight, attack at zero, decay around 200 ms, sustain very low or off depending on your note lengths, and release around 80 to 120 ms. You want it clean, punchy, and not flabby. Then add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive it lightly, like 1 to 3 dB. This is about consistent weight, not fuzz. Add EQ8, tiny moves only. If you need a bit more body, do a small bell at 50 to 70 HC, like plus or minus 1 or 2 dB, and low pass around 120 HC to keep this chain purely sub. Then utility with width at 0%, mono, no negotiation, and trim the gain so it hits consistently. You're building a bass that behaves the same in drop 1, drop 2, and while another tune is playing over it in a double drop. Now the MID chain. Use wavetable or operator with a saw if you prefer. Keep unison low 2 to 4 voices, but subtle. This is jungle, not a super saw anthem. The mid needs bite, not a huge wide cloud. Add auto filter for movement. This can be a light notch or band pass wobble, but keep it tasteful. If it's moving constantly, you'll lose impact. We'll modulate at phrase level later. Add saturator again. This time more drive. 3 to 6 dB with soft clip on is a good zone. Then add chorus ensemble very subtly, like 5 to 15% mix, and be careful not to smear your low mids. You want width and texture, but the center should stay solid. Then EQ8, high pass around 120 Hz so the mids never fight the sub. If you get harshness, check 1.5 to 3 kHz and tame it gently. Remember, your breaks already have lots of information in that region. Now glue the bass to the drums. Put a compressor or glue compressor on the bass group, sidechained from the kick, or even from the whole drum bus if you want that jungle pump. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transient doesn't disappear. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds depending on the groove. You're aiming for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction in the drop. Not to make it EDM pumpy, but to make it breathe in time. And here's an old school note. In jungle, the snare on 2 and 4 is often the real anchor, not the kick. So as you dial sidechain and as you do micro mutes later, listen to how the bass breathes around the snare. If the snare feels like it suddenly jumps out awkwardly, your bass is crowding it. If the snare feels glued and the bass feels like it rolls through the pocket, you're winning. Now write the bass line. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip. 8 bars is long enough to have a conversation with the break. Not just repeat a slogan. Keep your sub notes longer and more stable. Let your mids do shorter little responses, ghosty pushes, and syncopation. For groove, use Groove Pool. Try an MPC swing around 54 to 58%. Or extract groove from your main break and apply it lightly, like 10 to 25%. Super important coaching detail, keep the sub mostly straight. Let the mids swing. If you swing the sub too hard, the low end starts feeling wobbly and the whole track loses that forward roll that makes jungle feel like it's running. Cool, now we're arranging. We're going to use 16, 32, and 64 bar logic so every DJ on earth immediately understands your tune. Intros bars 1 to 33. In bars 1 to 17, keep it mostly drums, hats, atmosphere, bass muted or extremely filtered. Bars 17 to 33, bring in the bass but still controlled through that intro LPF. This is your first mix point, then pre-drop tension. Bars 33 to 49, this is where you start removing elements every 8 bars. It sounds backwards, but subtraction creates anticipation. Add a noise riser, a tiny tape stop, or a small automation on filter resonance, but careful. If resonance spikes, it'll sound cool and solo and awful in a mix. Drop 1 starts at bar 49 and runs 64 bars to bar 113. Think of drop 1 as 232 bar chapters. Bars 49 to 81. Establish the main bass line and break combo. Let the listener lock in. Then bars 81 to 113. Variations. And variations do not mean change everything. Variations mean cubal changes. Every 8 bars, something shifts, a call and response bass phrase, a mid-bass answer with a slightly different filter position, a 1-bar drum edit, or a half-bar bass mute before a snare. Here's a pro arrangement trick, phrase end negatives. Instead of adding a fill at the end of every 8 or 16, remove something predictable. For example, last half beat of the phrase, mute the mid-chain, or pull distortion down for 1 beat, or notch 200 to 400 Hz for just a split second on the last snare. That creates tension while keeping it mixable and not cluttered. Now you're reload. Bars 113 to 121. 8 bars. Old school rule. Hard cut the bass for a moment. Even 1 bar of bass silence can feel massive because it resets the room. Throw in a vocal shot or a horn stab. Let a reverb tail bloom on a return track. Then cut it dead so the next downbeat hits like a slap. Then drop 2, bars 121 to 185. Another 64. Drop 2 should outmuscle drop 1. But here's the discipline. Don't just turn it up. In live 12, use the mixer in context. Loop drop 1, then loop drop 2. Watch your bass group peak, and more importantly, listen to the short-term energy. If drop 2 feels bigger because it's louder, you're cheating and it'll translate poorly. Make drop 2 bigger through harmonics and density. Slightly more mid-drive, slightly more rhythmic mid-events, a few resampled edits, maybe a bit more parallel grit. But keep the sub-contract consistent. Now the outro. Bars 185 to 217, 32 bars. Peel back mid-bass first. Keep sub minimal or filtered so it doesn't interfere with the next track's low end. Keep drums steady so DJs can ride it out. At this point, you've got a usable arrangement. Now we push it into old school territory with resampling and edits. Create an audio track called Bass Resampled. Set the input to resampling. Solo your bass group and record 8 to 16 bars of the drop. Warp mode, Complex Pro if you want safety, Beats if you want crunch. For jungle edits, a little crunch can actually help, but be intentional. Now slice it. Cut it into half bar and one bar chunks. Start making jungle style variations. Try reversing a small mid-bass chunk leading into a snare. Important, not sub heavy. Reverse sub is where mixes go to die. Try clip transpose for stabs. Plus 3 or plus 7 semitones on a short hit is classic. Just watch warp and pitch consistency, so it doesn't sound like random drift unless you want that. For rhythmic chopping, you can use auto pan as a gate. Phase at 0 degrees, square shape. That becomes a clean on-off tremolo chop. Beat repeat can work too, but keep it light, maybe 1/8 or 1/16. Low chance, more like spice than a feature. Now, the biggest pro move here. Keep the sub stable while you edit mids. If your resample includes both, duplicate it into two tracks. One is sub only, low pass around 120 Hz and mono utility. The other is mids only, high pass around 120 Hz, and this one can be stereo. Do almost all your slicing and craziness on the mid track. Leave the sub track basically unedited. That's how you get edited without sounding like your low end is tripping over itself. Now let's build macro control, so this feels like a pro DJ tool. Map key parameters to macros on your racks. Think performance controls and mix stability controls.